Right, I am now being joined by the Huggy Man himself.
Hello, how you doing? What's up? Not human here.
Yeah, so it's the middle of the afternoon, I guess, in Frontier Expo. So
yep.
What things have you found so far? What have you been up to?
Well, I did a bit of streaming when I got here this morning.
Yeah, funny faces at you.
In the monkey pen.
Yep. Do not feed the streamers.
That was quite fun. Lots of people running past and sort of waving and sort of this, and I'm going, hi, I don't know who you are, but hi, and then meeting them afterwards.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. Really good setup in there that they put on. Apart from that, just kind of wandering about, talking to people, saying hi to old friends and meeting new ones. And 5 o'clock is the exciting bit because we get the reveals for
Big
Jurassic World. And I think we've seen hopefully some Jurassic World gameplay, some Planet Coaster stuff, and Elite 2.4 and beyond, which is looking interesting, and yeah.
What things do you speculate we'll be seeing in that?
Speculation. We could be really, really obvious and say atmospheric planets or legs, I guess.
Legs is a big no-no because Zach's already poo-pooed it several times.
Okay. Well, I mean, don't put it past them. Yeah. Just because they say no doesn't
doing
mean
doing a bait and switch.
Yeah, maybe. Like a double bluff. Maybe what I'd realistically think we might see, maybe another landable planet type that isn't necessarily atmospheric, but maybe lava.
Yeah,
possibly volcanic, like lava worlds. Maybe the Type 10, possibly. And then possibly maybe just showing off some more 2.4 stuff and more mechanics that might be coming out for that. More Thargoid stuff, possibly. But there's loads of stuff that I'd love to see. But yeah, we haven't got long to wait, so we'll know pretty soon.
So what do you think the Type 10 is going to be then?
So I basically see it as kind of like a massive keelback. That's in my head. It's an armoured T9,
like Type 9 on steroids.
Military T9. Yeah. So something that still has a lot of capacity for cargo, salvage, things like that, but can actually really defend itself and take care of itself. So like a proper armoured, weaponized sort of trading and salvage sort of cargo thing. So yeah, that's how I kind of see it. Like a big killback with maybe, I don't know, maybe full multi-crew? Maybe. I don't know. Possibly. Yeah, that's basically how I see it.
Thank you very much then, Dan.